Hello and welcome. This is the Veg Grower Podcast.
And this is episode 100. And it's the 23rd of January 2016. Now that first hello and welcome, that came from episode 1. Way back in 2013 when I first started these podcasts. And I'll be revisiting some of these podcasts over this episode. Just to clarify, just reimagining a few things and remembering the things I've learned. But firstly, what have I been doing this last week on the plots? Well, the ground's been pretty frozen, so I haven't been able to do a huge amount. Saturday, I kind of tended to a few things in the greenhouse and the potting shed, just watering and checking things over. Nothing major, just general. On Sunday, I headed down to the allotment. When I first got there, I mean, it was beautiful. The ground was, it was such a heavy frost. The ground was frozen. So I spent the first couple of hours just harvesting a few leeks and potatoes and things. Now, some of the potatoes had actually got frozen and thawed out and were rotten, were no good. So I should have used these a bit earlier, or I should have perhaps put a load of straw on top just to give them a decent covering and protection from the frost. However, I didn't do that, and I've got to live with what we've got now. However, they're all used. They're the ones that were left are usable, and I'll be using them to make Corcannon, which will be a recipe on later this week. The peas that were planted out last week, they're actually going quite well. In fact, they've put on a bit of growth, I think, so I'm going to have to stake them pretty soon. But yeah, they're doing well. I was quite surprised. I wasn't sure if they were going to do well with the frosts, but they have. After all this, attended, this is all on the original plot, on 128A. Headed up into 128B with a bag, and I just collected a load of rubbish that I could find. Now, by about now, the ground had started thawing out, so I tackled the very top bed, which has had some gooseberry bushes and stuff, just starting to clear the weeds. I spent about 2 hours just digging it over, clearing the weeds. It's still not looking perfect, but it's definitely a lot better than what it was. I did take some photos of these plots when it was frosty. After this, I headed home and went into my little potting shed, and I've sown some more peppers. These were variety Epicanti variety, so they were look interesting. And I've also sown some kale, as I quite like kale, and I'm going to be needing a few, so I got some of those sown up. These were a variety called Red Russian, so they're a red-leaved kale variety. I have to admit, I'm running out of room in my heated propagators. Well, they're all full up now. The onions I sown a couple of weeks ago, I actually moved these out of a propagator, but just put them on top just to try and keep them a bit of bottom heat. They've been a few days, and actually, they're not looking too bad, so I'm hoping to grow them on and start putting them up pretty soon. Okay, so that's it with the diary. Let's get on really with the celebration of 100 episodes from the Veg Grower Podcast. Now, the 24th of June 2013 was when I released the very first podcast. A very long time ago. as I'm sure you can imagine. Now, back then, the first couple, I basically used a hands-free kit and was doing it while driving, and that didn't work for me. So I resorted to other microphones and things to improve the sound quality. And it worked quite well. And I still use, I mean, I still have microphones plugged into my phone for when I record my video audio. And remote recording will be done through that. However, now I've moved on and with a newish laptop and a microphone at home, the sound quality has gone through the roof. So that has improved over the 4 years, I suppose it is. 40. Yeah, 4 years. I had to check my maths. Or 3.5 years that I've been podcasting anyway. Back then in the first podcast, I had a very tiny back garden that was north-facing, clay, wet, and boggy. I also had an allotment over in Brighton, which was about an hour's drive away, which was up high on a hill and involved parking at the top and walking down after an hour's drive. It was a very sandy soil, and when you got about a foot down, it was a chalky hill. But it was a little bit of growing space and I thoroughly enjoyed it. About 2 years after I moved house, and I got a decent sized garden with chickens running around, or chickens, I was able to have chickens. I also got an allotment near a home, 1-8A. After first getting that, I slowly packed away the old allotment over at Brighton. I have to say that I think the thing that really finally done it for me was the Shoreham air crash. I travelled over there that day. I missed the air crash, I'm pleased to say. But I got caught in all the traffic coming home. And what was like an hour's travel when I lived in my old house, it turned into about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It just wasn't working for me. Now, 5 minute drive down the road and I'm there. And I can drive and park the van right next to my plot. And obviously, in the last couple of weeks, I have expanded the allotment and gained the second one up to the full 10 plots. 10 rods, sorry. Now, that's just the land, obviously. Over the... about... In 2014, I got married. Yeah, 2014 I got married. Don't tell the wife I said that. 2014 I got married and I had a couple of weeks off, but then my nan died shortly afterwards and that was a tragic loss for me and it took me a while to get back into the swing of things. I think it was about 3 months. Since then my grandfather had died, but I dealt with it a lot better and I felt I should honour my grandfather by continuing with these veg growing podcasts and videos and stuff. So I've made more of an effort with those since then. Now my grandfather, saying he was always growing vegetables, I knew that. But what I didn't know was at the outbreak of World War II, he was teaching fellow students in his class at school how to grow vegetables. And I wish I'd spent a bit more time with him and just learned a bit more from him. But I didn't, and so now I've got to, I've been learning from myself. Over the years, I've learned so much through just growing my own vegetables on my plots. I've also found that by podcasting stuff, I've had to go away and research more, and that's just led me to get a better understanding. Back in 2013, when I first started this podcast, I said back then, I was not a gardener with years and years of experience. I had grown vegetables and I had a very, very keen interest. I'd been growing vegetables for quite a few years by then, with varying results. How naive was I back then? What I know now is nothing compared to then. I've learned more about different varieties, such as what I mentioned last week, the Crimson Crush tomatoes, and how the different varieties deal with different bugs and illnesses differently. I've learned more about soil structure, such as clay and sandy soils, and how that affects plants and waters and various things. I've learned a lot about no-dig gardening and soil amendments and things. And I'm planning to continue learning all this in the future. So, as we continue on, it's been a real good journey, I have to say. I thoroughly enjoyed doing these podcasts, and I will continue to do them. I've improved the sound quality, and I mean, in the beginning, I never scripted anything. I made a few notes, whereas now, well, when I tried scripting, I didn't like how it turned out. Whereas now I write out the plan for the show and the key points and talk about that. And it has made the show flow so much better. But more importantly, it's about getting the fruit and vegetables in the garden out of the plot. Again, back in 2013, when I started it, I said I didn't know a huge amount. But what I was seeing in various news articles and stuff was people complaining, because we were still coming out of the recession then. People complaining they didn't have enough money to feed themselves, yet you look in a garden, there was no fruit or vegetables going. And I wanted to inspire more people just to grow their own fruit and vegetables. I still firmly believe that this is the way forward, and I'm still planning to inspire people. Going into the future, I'm planning really to improve all the podcasts. I'm going to get a lot more information out to everyone that listens, a lot more planning and research. I'm also hoping to get more and more fellow gardeners to come on the show and chat via Skype. And that will all happen in the future as we go on. So, that's 100 episodes. Here's to the next 100. Okay, so let's get on with the news article. Now I changed the news article on Friday, as I said that I was going to do last week. I wasn't happy with just copy and pasting, but I felt I was a bit lazy and didn't really get the thing across. Last week, I heard on the news about the cost of things like courgettes and aubergines going up in price, and I put the blog out on Friday with a bit of a rant. I'll add the link to it in the notes. But my complaint was the markets were complaining that the price of courgettes or spinach had rocketed in price. I think I worked out that courgettes had gone up by something like 300%. In part, this was due to the weather in Spain and Italy, where they come from. It's been pretty poor for them and not favourable growing conditions. Something like spinach and courgette obviously is a summer crop that does very well here in the summer. this isn't the summer, is it? It's the winter. And it's got to the basics of my complaint with this. The market trader said they had plenty of English potatoes and carrots and parsnips, but it was the courgettes and the summer crops that was being difficult. And I just felt, as a nation, if we ate more seasonally and locally, we wouldn't have this problem. As I said, I'll put the notes in the link to that on the show notes. And if anybody wants to add a comment, then please do. But that's my thoughts on the entire situation. Whether you agree with me or not, I don't know. But that was my thoughts. And that's all I have to say on that news article, really. So, the final thing that I started last week was the item of the week. And this week, again, comes from Sutton Seeds. And it is the pack of sweet potato slips. Now, I grew these last year with a real good success. Now, I said last year, I bought these the year before. They didn't turn up, but they said they'll send them out to me again free of charge next year. And they did. They stuck to their word, and I was really positive with them. And I planted them into pots when they first arrived, just to grow them on until about, I think they went out about June. When I harvested these, was it October, November time? I had 3.5 kilos of sweet potatoes. I was absolutely shocked and pleased with how well they done. So I will be buying these again, and I highly recommend. There was 3 varieties in these: Burgard, Bonita, and the other one slips my mind at the moment, but again, I'll be linking it in on the show notes. I'll be buying them because they've done so well last year. I think they're about, at the moment, about $34.99. Sometimes they do them a bit cheaper. And there's 6 plant slips of each variety, so 6 plants. I found they didn't really need a huge amount of care. Plenty of water, plenty of sun, and keep the weeds down. Although they're trailing, so they tend to keep the weeds down themselves. So that's my recommendation for the week. As I said, I'm buying it, and everything I recommend, I either own or would buy, or will be buying. Okay, so that's it for this week. Bit of a long one. When I wrote this out, I had a different idea of how it was going to go, but that's the way it goes. I hope you enjoy me. Let me know any comments below. Especially like to hear of anything you would like to hear, or any suggestions, constructive criticism, etc., etc. I really want to improve this show and really get it going. As always, don't forget to visit the website, veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. There's a forum, plenty of articles, pictures and stuff coming out. I'm releasing almost a issue, a post every day almost. Okay, so yeah. And don't forget, you can support what I do by doing your shopping at Amazon through the link on the website. So thank you for listening, and I will speak to you again.